Louis Hill hier auf Flux FM in der Morningshow am Nachmittag. Es ist ganz genau 15.13 Uhr und der geneigte Morningshow am Nachmittag-Hörer weiß, da füllt sich das Studio zumeist mit Leben. Und heute eine ganz besondere Band bei mir im Studio, und zwar The Undertones. Hello.
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 Hello,
Kate. Hello, Fluxers.
Yes, hello. Good to have you here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely to be here. Yeah.
You brought some nice weather.
Yes, yes, we have that in the suitcase. We always bring sunshine.
Perfect Derry weather.
Here comes the summer.
How is the weather in Derry right now?
It's raining.
Is it?
As always. Well, we just assume it's raining because it's always raining.
It's always raining.
We had a big storm.
Oh, really?
In the last, the last 24 hours.
Called Callum or something?
Callum. Callum. Yeah. Something with C. And it's wrecked the place apparently.
So, oh.
And we can't go back.
We can't
stay here.
We have to stay
forever.
Yes. Stay here where the weather is nice.
Also in Derry, wo die Herren herkommen, da ist gerade richtig schlechtes Wetter. Da gab es sogar in den letzten 24 Stunden einen Sturm. Deswegen, also sie haben das gute Wetter mitgebracht sozusagen. So you guys like Berlin?
Oh yeah.
Oh yes.
We love Berlin.
You're coming, like, not every, or is it every year?
Last time was 2 years ago.
2 years ago. Ah, okay. What's the good thing about Berlin? I mean, would you move here if Derry was, like, drowned?
Yeah. Well, we'll have to move now that Derry is
Derry's
underwater.
What I love about Berlin, I love the fact that it's so international and there's so much different stuff and different cultures and people from all over the place. Yeah. And, you know, it's a bit like, I guess it's kind of like the big cities of the world, like New York or London or whatever, where there's just so much going on. So it's a great, you know, Berlin's kind of cooler in its own sort of way. It's kind of artier and sort of a bit more bohemian and a bit less kind of uptight and whatever. So that's all good for people like us.
And kebabs.
Kebabs, lots of kebabs everywhere. Also die Herren wollen natürlich auch hier hinziehen, tatsächlich, wenn Derry nicht mehr existieren würde, weil es halt eben so schön international ist und weil das halt so eine kreative Stadt ist, eine tolle Stadt. You guys, we're celebrating, or you are celebrating tonight, 40 years of Teenage Kicks. How does that feel? I mean, 40 years is pretty long, isn't it?
Yeah, it makes us feel a little bit old.
A little bit old.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't feel old, though sometimes it does feel like about maybe 10 years ago.
Really? You know,
it depends, you know, what kind of state you're in, you know.
Yeah.
Because whenever you get to my age, you realize that decades are actually only last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They go by quicker. Yes. The older you get. And we were just talking about this today. In 2 years' time, it'll be 30 years since the 90s began, which is crazy. It doesn't seem like so long, maybe, 40 years. It's kind of, it's a long time, but it doesn't always feel like it.
40 is the new 30.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I'll say. Also 40 Jahre vergehen im Flug, aber es wird trotzdem zelebriert. Und der Einwand war gerade ganz richtig. Und zwar, in 2 Jahren sind ja auch schon wieder 30 Jahre her, die 90er und so. Also deswegen ist es auf jeden Fall verrückt, einen Song zu feiern, der 40 Jahre rausgekommen ist. And so, before we talk about the concert tonight, we're gonna listen to exact this song.
Great.
Great. Wir hören jetzt hier die Undertones auf Lux FM mit Teenage Kicks. The Undertones, Teenage Kicks hier auf Flux FM, und nicht nur musikalisch zu hören, sondern auch bei mir im Studio. Hello again, guys.
Hey,
hello, Kate.
Hello, hello.
That was good.
Yeah. That was a good song.
That sounded really good.
It sounded so fresh, but it's 40 years ago, written 40 years ago. So the band is existing that long, or a little bit longer?
Well, yes, we had a break. Just like in Friends, we had a break.
Okay.
Of about 17 years, was it?
God, that long as well. Yeah, I think it was. We broke up in 19.
16.
Broke
16
up
years.
83, we broke up.
Yeah,
16.
And then we thought it was all over, but it wasn't.
Yeah.
There was another bit to go.
Sometimes relationships need a little break, and then was it like a new love?
Yeah, once we discovered we could get along without Fergal, we thought, that was the problem.
Also da gab es eine kleine Unterbrechung in den 80ern für 17 Jahren. So jetzt gerade ein kleiner Seitenhieb gegen den alten Sänger tatsächlich. But what keeps you going?
That's a good question. I ask that every night.
I think that without being silly, I mean, I know we're very silly, but without being silly for 2 seconds, I think we just genuinely enjoy it. We don't think about it too much, and we don't kind of torture ourselves over it. And it's not the be all and end all if we do this or not. So it's less of a pressure, and we wouldn't be doing it if we didn't enjoy it. Yeah. We enjoy, you know, we get to come to like wonderful cities like Berlin and meet great people and go to great radio studios and do interviews. You know, it's fun.
Yeah.
And not everybody gets to do what we do, especially maybe at our age. So we're just enjoying it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it helps that we, you know, people come to the shows. And I think if it stopped being fun, we wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
So right now, it's all good.
Ja, also Paul hat gerade gesagt, es ist so, dass natürlich der Spaß im Vordergrund steht. Sie haben nach all der langen Zeit immer noch Spaß daran und das treibt natürlich die Band an, auch weiterzumachen, immer weiter zu gehen und natürlich auch dann in so schönen Städten wie in Berlin zu spielen und eben das zu machen, was sie gerade machen, auch die Option zu haben, ne, so in der Welt umherkommt und Interviews machen kann und so. Und das ist auf jeden Fall viel, viel Spaß, den sie noch daran haben und das werden wir heute Abend auch im Huxley sehen. So what we gonna expect tonight for the show at Huxley's?
Teenage Kicks, I don't know. I'm writing a list.
Yeah.
I'm writing a list.
Michael writes the lists. That's Michael's job. As well as playing bass, writing the lists.
The list
is his
list
job.
Guy.
Yes. So he always knows.
I think we have settled into playing a lot of songs from the first two LPs.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly the first LP. And then we do a couple of songs which we recorded with Paul. And then we do occasional songs from the third LP and the fourth LP, Sin of Pride, and Positive Touch, and a couple of B-sides. And then that's it. Then it's time to go home.
It's kind of hard to leave. The reason the sets, I mean, we change it up now and again, but the core stays the same because they're all the songs that people really, really want to hear. And if we didn't play them, people probably go away going, oh, they didn't play this song or that song. And because we've only, you know, we've got like 90 minutes or 80 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
The same songs tend to just stay there where they are, and then we try to vary the other songs around a little bit. Like we're thinking about doing a B-side tonight that we haven't done in a long time, for instance. So.
Ja, nice. Also da gibt's für die Fans auf jeden Fall richtig was auf die Ohren und zwar aus allen Dekaden der Band. Also wirklich von den ersten beiden Platten werden Songs dabei sein. Es werden auch alle Songs gespielt und da haben sie richtig drauf aufgepasst, dass auch jeder Song, den die Fans natürlich wollen, mit auf der Setlist ist. Vielleicht wird auch eine B-Seite mit dabei sein, die jetzt noch nie so oft in Sets gewesen ist. So your last album is like, it's from 2007.
Yes, quite a long time ago now.
Oh, what, is there something in the making, the planning, maybe something new material?
No. We talk about it, and we did do a single for Record Store Day maybe 4 years ago, so we haven't been completely, we're pretty lazy, but we talked about it, and we even tried to make a record a few years ago, and it just wasn't happening, it just didn't feel right, so we stopped. So I don't know, I'd like to do another one. I don't know if there's going to be another one, but I wouldn't say definitely not either. So if it happens, great. I would really love to see it happen.
Yeah. Also ich habe jetzt gerade mal nachgefragt, weil das letzte Album, Dig Yourself Deep, ist nämlich von 2007, ob da noch was Neues kommt. Es war mal irgendwie so ein bisschen in der Planung, aber hat sich jetzt noch nicht realisieren lassen. Paul hat gerade gesagt, er fände das schon gut, wenn ein neues Album kommen würde, aber da ist jetzt gerade noch nichts in Planung und nichts in der Mache. Mal gucken, die lassen sich da so ein bisschen von ihrem Gefühl treiben. So, tonight is gonna be a good night, I guess.
That'll be great.
Brilliant.
Yeah. And you doing all great?
We play very fast songs, you know, we play fast rock and roll, which I have realized is the best type of rock and roll.
It is the best type of rock and roll.
Ja, also schneller Rock and Roll gibt's heute Abend auf jeden Fall um die Ohren. Im Huxley's, wenn ihr hin möchtet, zu den Undertones heute Abend, dann bitte jetzt einfach anrufen. Wir haben nämlich Gästelistentickets für euch. Gästelistentickets vor allem, Gästelistenplätze. 030 2000 9000, einfach schnell durchrufen und dann könnt ihr die Herren nämlich live auf der Bühne erleben. Thank you.
Thank you.
For
Thank you, Kate.
Stopping
Thank
by,
you much,
for
Kate.
Bringing the good weather, for bringing good music into Berlin.
Thank you.
And see you tonight.
Good.
The Undertones. And now we listen to a song from your 2003 album.
Yeah.
Get What You Need is the album title, and we listen to Thrill Me.
Yes.
Oh, it's lovely.
Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.